It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oral. Give it to me.
All right. He told our guy Mark Spears from Anscape, the chapter is over. Thompson told Anscape after the Mavericks 122-120 loss to the Denver Nuggets on Sunday night, I'm in the midst of trying to win here. There is no point in missing anything when we have such a great opportunity here to be great. There's no point in looking back. I got to look forward. I got to try to give myself a chance here. And again, I'm no doctor, Stein, no clinical doctor, but I feel like Clay ain't feeling it like we're feeling it for him to be back tomorrow. Just my little psychoanalyst of Clay Thompson.
Yeah, I don't, like...
He ain't never been that one, though, right? The emotional dude.
I mean...
You just share when it were dark days when he's trying to come back.
I mean, the thing... This happens so much in the NBA. It happens, like, 50 times a year. And I get it, it's Clay. So that makes it bigger. But, like, guys go back and play against their teams all the time.
But not like this. The only one I could come up with was Bron when he went back to Cleveland.
What do you mean?
Like when LeBron left and then went back to Cleveland, well, like, and they were burning his jerseys. Well,
what about like when Kawhi went back to San Antonio in Toronto? Or, I would expect Clay to downplay it.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Because I expect tears or emotion. And not
from
that
whom?
Curry. He kind of told Festus that last night or alluded to it. I'm not saying I need it, but Clay, with that quote, Stein, he has me thinking, oh, brother, I'm going back. You know what I mean? But maybe it'll hit him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bonte told the story this morning. I don't know if you heard him, DeShasky, about Mully going back to Indiana, going back to Golden State when he went to Indiana. And then it hits you when you land on the tarmac. You know, it's like, oh, I'm actually, you know, this is home. So, I don't know. I'm going to be in the house, Donnie. I think it's going to be emotional.
I mean, it's going to be something we've been pointing to for a while. Warriors 8-2 right now.
Wow, man.
4-1 road trip. And, oof. I mean, to me, what I'm seeing is something that...
Tell me.
I don't see why it can't last. And it's... Look, in this day and age, when everybody is load managing and guys are just not playing, they just are not playing, I do think an opportunity exists for the Warriors, who are going to try to play 11 guys, to be successful. Like, they're going to win a lot of games if they are healthy and the other team is load managing.
Wow, man.
I think. I just do. Because they're playing harder with 11 guys in this rotation. And I almost think it's like the perfect...
Give it to me.
It's like the perfect way to approach. If everybody's going to load manage, maybe you should go about load managing differently. And that's kind of what I think they're doing. They're load managing... In games, guys are just playing 27, 28 minutes. And I kind of like the idea the more I think about it.
Where do you think it stemmed from? Do you think when you were gone, you might have been here, Stein, in your last show. Windhorse was talking about he got it from the Olympics. But I wonder how much of that went into Kerr's decision, or was he truly, and I believe him, really excited thinking that this 12-man, 11-man rotation would work with these guys?
I mean, I just don't see a lot of difference in the players. Like,
Damn, you
look down your bench, and it's like you got Peyton and Kyle Anderson.
Okay.
Well, how do you determine who's playing? Who's better?
Wow.
I don't know who's better between those two. I think Anderson is, but if it's somebody that Gary Payton II can guard, then he'll probably play Gary Payton II.
They're running teams out to gym, Stoney, and when I say that, yeah, I saw – OKC, you know, get it to within six. I was like, oh, boy. But teams can't, outside of Cleveland, because that was just, man, a beatdown, teams can't do it the whole way. That, you know, we saw with the Rockets that second half where Houston could do no wrong, but they were down so much in the first half, you ran out of gas. So I'm with you. With what's going on in the NBA, and again, Stoney, I don't want to tell the masses that everybody's faking injury. I'm not saying that. But the way things are going and the way stars are out, the Warriors can manipulate this by doing what they're doing, playing great basketball, deep, playing defense. You can't fake defense, Donnie, and that's what this Warrior team is doing. I just feel like on any given night, man, it's going to be a bear to beat. Like what you just said, this can't continue.
I mean, I don't see why
that's,
it can't.
Man.
You know, they got to keep Steph healthy, obviously. They got to stay mainly healthy, but I mean, it, to me, it just is very logical that if you have the deepest team in the league and you're committed to playing guys 25 minutes a night and very few are going to play over 30, you're going to have an advantage against Philadelphia when they don't play Embiid and Paul George and Maxey's out. I get it. They're hurt.
Yeah.
But every team that comes in here is going to be missing somebody, probably, because that's just the nature of the NBA. And maybe the Warriors, this will be their year to stay healthy because they won't be playing anybody big minutes and overextending them.
I've been waiting to ask you this, but you've seen a lot of basketball, Stoney. It's only 10 games, but if I were to ask you your biggest surprise on...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This, about this Warrior team through 10 games, what would it be? Because I'll share with you mine after you give me yours.
The biggest surprise.
Just through 10 games.
Probably Buddy Hield.
That was mine. Like,
Kyle Anderson. I'll just say something different.
But see, he's no surprise because he's steady Freddy. But I just can't believe how seamless the fit has been for Buddy in the system. Like, I should have knew that when they signed him. But anyway, that I guess that's a glowing review for him, though. The two guys say it.
Yeah, I mean, he's helped him win games. And that's the other thing that I see happening with this team is – you only need, if you're going to play 10 or 11 guys, you only need a guy to help you win, you know, five or six times during the course of the year. And here's the way I look at games. Last night, Melton helped you win that game.
No doubt about it, from the start.
Exactly. And so, you know, the acquisition of Melton allowed you to win a game in Oklahoma City that you probably aren't going to win most nights.
Well, Chet going down helped. I believe they helped that too.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We'll see what the Warriors do tomorrow. I didn't look at an injury report on the Dallas Mavericks, so I don't know if they're how healthy they are, how non-healthy.
What
they
do you
are,
think but. About them and just in general? Since we're talking about the Niners and they're not what they were last year.
Well, Luka's out of shape, so they're going to get off to a slow start.
They're 5-5 now.
Makes sense. Yeah. Luka's not in shape, and Klay's just getting there and trying to figure it out. So makes sense to me why they're not off to a great start. So I don't know.
Steph was incredible last night, Donnie.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
he was good. They really wanted to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander push off. Guy Steve Kerr was harping on that yesterday.
Man, he was tiny. He was harping.
Yeah, you're not going to – I mean, I don't know if you're going to get that call against a player like that.
Yeah.
But,
I'm excited for tomorrow.
Warriors are up 30, and they handled business against a real good team. I guess Holmgren's going to miss, what, eight to 10 weeks?
For that, yeah, that was, man.
With a pelvic injury?
Yikes. Man. And Wiggins did nothing. It was a straight basketball play, Stoney. Straight basketball play. I got to read this to you. 5-3-0, Stoney.
Okay.
Question for Goo. How many field goals would Moody have to miss before you would go all Debo on his butt? 5, 6, 7? It's not about that. It's about how you keep your hands to yourself. You could have gotten his face. You could have did. My whole thing was you brought eyes onto the 49er team. And if some people from afar that are not in the know or don't listen to 95.7 The Game, not many do. We know a lot. Everybody's locked in. But, Steiny, now you got people thinking, is there something going on in the locker room? I'm not saying I believe that, but it's fair when I see another dude hit another dude. It's a million ways you could have got that message across.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's
a, didn't sound like it was no big deal. I get it. I've never been in the NFL locker room, but I've been watching the Niners since Kyle's been here and before. Steiny, I haven't seen that on a Niner player going at a guy.
Yeah. It's because they, yeah. Okay.
On SGA? Yeah. He's good, man.
Yes, he is. He's very good. Curry with 36 last night, 13 for 23, 7 for 13
Damn.
From three-point range. And, you know, Warriors almost shot 50% from three. They shot 50% overall. They didn't turn it over more than 14 times, which I think you'll take if you're the Golden State Warriors. Melton was pretty good. Draymond Green was pretty good. And the Warriors are 8-2. And let's be honest.
Kuminga with 20, Steiny.
Nobody out there had him 8-2.
No. I've got my hand down. You might be the closest.
No, I didn't have him this good. But I do think...
That Clipper, if I'm the Clippers, I'm looking at that win like, well, holy hell. That might, you know what I'm saying? That was a... And the Clippers playing hard. That was a real dub on the road. But Cleveland put... What did you get from Cleveland, Steiny? They put it on them.
Well, Cleveland's
they
good.
They were down 40.
Yeah, Cleveland's good.
They are.
888-957-9570. How surprised are you by the Warriors' start this year?
No, yeah. Everybody has to say they are, right? Nobody can do what you just said. Hey, I had them 8-2. Nobody.
Wiggins had 18 last night, 18-8. You had Kuminga with 20-5. So, real impressive win in Oklahoma City.
Kuminga with five boards. I know it's five, but still.
Yeah.
Pods with only 15 minutes. But yeah. That's how it's going to be.
15 minutes for Pods.
Yeah.
Who else?
Negative 10 on plus minus if you're into that, but he was leading the league in that, so I took a little hit, but nothing.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oklahoma City, they got beat by the Warriors 127-116. Warriors now 8-2. And Klay Thompson is back tomorrow night for the Dallas Mavericks. And it'll be a big day here on 95.7 The Game and big day over at Chase. We'll be doing the show over there tomorrow, Goo, from 10 to 2, Thrive City.
I'm excited.
And
So he's probably in town now, huh, Klay?
Yeah.
You would think?
No, they are. They're in town.
He's averaging 14-3-2. What if I asked you his...
It's not very good.
Yeah, if I asked you his percentage from deep, what would you say?
Three-point percentage?
Yeah.
Probably about 33.
35.
What's Buddy Hield at?
Good God, let me go. I want to say 50. Something I noticed about Buddy, Steiny, is you can keep him from getting his shot if you're a great team defense. He has not wind up. You get where I'm going? Like, you can kind of beat him to his spots. It'll be difficult for him to get it off as opposed to a guy like Steph. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.